Hello and welcome to part 7 of building a dynamic web community using PHP, MySQL, and Flash, created by Flash Building and brought to you by developphp.com. And in part 6 we left off, we had created our header file to be dynamic, and it snaps to different frames whether the user according to whether the user is logged in or not. So if the user is logged in, it snaps to frame 3. Well, first frame it does a check to see if they're logged in. It's a little script and it runs a split second, and then if they're logged in it snaps to frame 3. If they're not logged in it snaps to frame 2, shows them the login form there. And on frame 3 we have three special buttons for them, and we'll probably be adding a couple more later, and if we have to I'll show you how we add them in. But right now we have to just put the functionality for those three buttons on frame 3. So all we had was a stop action on this frame 3 when we last left off. So we need the functionality for the view profile page to come up, edit profile page to come up, and the logout mechanism. So the logout mechanism will not bring up a new PHP or HTML page. It's just going to run a script. It's going to connect to a PHP script, and then it's going to communicate back to Flash to refresh the browser and log the user out, or log the user out then refresh the browser. So let's look at the code for that. So to log the user out, we're going to set up the URL variables of the variable name for the URL variables of logout vars, and we're setting this up similar to the two calls to PHP that we made here. There's that first call, and here's the second call when they try and log in, and now here's the third call. We're going to send a call out to PHP once more, and we set add an event listener for the complete function on that. So when the data comes back from the PHP file, it will communicate back to this script. And when the user presses the logout button, here's the event listener for that. See, logout button. You can see our logout button has an instance name here of logout underscore btn. So in the script we say logout underscore btn, we add the event listener to it, the click function, and it has a function that is going to fire off of log user out, and that is sitting right here. So up here we just claim some variables and event listeners. Then here we have one function, and here we have the complete function. So this is the first function that runs when they press the button, and this is the function that runs after this script communicates with our PHP script. So when they press the button, we're going to send the variable postcode of logout to our script, and then we're going to send this variable of logout along with the claiming the URL we're going to send it to. And the URL is going to be this file here. It's called logout.php. Let's go ahead and file save as web intersect the root directory in our scripts folder as logout, right there with the login script. So save that PHP file here. No update on links because there's no links in this file. So first thing we do in this PHP file, so this is the PHP file that script in Flash is going to communicate with. So first thing we do is claim session start to access any session variables that might be present for that user. And here we say we're running an if conditional statement to see if the postcode coming from Flash equals log out, and if it doesn't, then this these sessions won't be destroyed, the session variables. So running this line right here, so we'll say if the postcode equals logout, which it should, we destroy the session variables. And it's very simple to do that using this one little line, and you can check out what this method and function does at php.net, and they have some documentation on how you should use this. And it might differ from what I'm showing you here, but you'll see in just a second. I'll prove to you that it works. And the rest of the functionality of this script is very simple. After the first if conditional statement that will destroy the session variables, we set up another if and else condition statement that will check to see if the session ID variable is still set. If the session ID variable is still set, we print reply message of failure. If session ID variable is not set, then we reply with the message of success back to the flash file. And the exclamation point here, or the exclamation mark, just claims is not. So if is not session is registered ID, print reply message of success, because we don't want the session to be registered anymore, because we would have destroyed it here. And if it didn't get destroyed and the session is still set, then for the user in this login session, then we print a reply message of failure back to flash. So here you can see in the onComplete function of the logout mechanism, we listen to the event.target reply message of success, and if it is, we refresh this page using the JavaScript method I showed you, which needs nothing more than this line here. Nothing in your HTML page, don't worry about that. This will refresh the page, and I checked in all major browsers and it works. So once they press the logout button, if all is good, they get logged out, we destroy the session variables, then this page refreshes itself to show them the site as a non-logged in user would see it. Whichever page they happen to be on, so say they're on the site, let's go ahead and log in. And I already FTP'd the logout file up. So Adam, and then put our password, log in. Okay, so now we're logged in. It says web intersect Adam. It gives me my three magic buttons for that the logged in user would see. And you can see these are not active yet. Let's see if our new header functionality works. So when I press this button, it's going to call out to that logout.php script, and then the PHP script is going to communicate back to the flash file, and let's see if it refreshes the page and indeed logs us out. There it is, and it works. We are now logged out. Sorry, we are now logged out, and we have the header is now showing us the login form again, because this site senses that we are now logged out, so it's going to show us everything as a logged out user would see it. And the logged in user, they see different things. It's very simple the way this works. And so we have our logout.php script, which goes in the scripts directory of our site, and we have our new functionality in our flash header. And this is sitting on the keyframe that corresponds to the logout button. Right here's our logout script. Now when I in the next set of tutorials, I'll be making the edit profile page and the view profile page. We'll just go ahead and knock out these three buttons so we can get this header functionality finished. So once we have the page, instead of just calling out to a script, these two buttons are going to call out to open a new URL. So we're going to send them to a new web page where different things are going to be shown. And they can view their profile if they click that URL, and they can edit the profile if they click that URL. It's that simple. So we'll see you in part 8, where we'll continue on down the line knocking this thing out phase by phase. And I'll update the zip package to include this logout functionality after I get this video up and everything. So if you guys want to get the source package again that has the logout function now, you can, or you can just wait till I add a few more things. All right, we'll see you next lesson.